Well, Ricky, happy Australia Day. Congratulations on being made an officer of the Order of Australia. What's that mean to you?
Oh, it's very, very humbling, Jim, to tell the truth. I mean, I've been lucky, to be a part of the Australian cricket team for a long period of time, and I've never taken one of those days for granted. And I've been recognised a lot for the work I've done on the cricket field, but it's nice to know that some of the things that both my wife and I are doing in the community are starting to be recognised as well. And we're very proud of the work that the Ponting Foundation's done over a long period of time. We've raised, you know, $8 or $9 million for children and families suffering from childhood cancer, and we're very, very proud of that fact. So to be recognised the way I have today, and with an AO next to my name now, is very, very nice.
How much have you raised in that cause?
Oh, about $8 or $9 million. It actually got to the point with we've actually got a research laboratory named after us in Sydney as well. So it was when we were raising a lot of money for finding cures for childhood cancer, and we've moved away from that a little bit now and redirecting some of our funds in different areas. But when we first took it on, I said we wanted to make our foundation the biggest and the best it could possibly be. And the last couple of years, it's grown and grown, and we've had great help and great support from a lot of people around the country. And when cricket's over and done with for me, well, I'll be able to put a lot more time back into the foundation and make it something very, very special.
Does the significance of your work have some extra meaning now that you're a parent a couple of times around, that you've got that connection with children?
It absolutely does. I mean, I've always, children have always been very dear to me anyway, whether it be on the coaching side of things or going and visiting kids in hospital that are struggling from different ailments or diseases or whatever. So I've always tried to do whatever I can for kids. But, some of the hospital visits, I must admit now, I've got a little bit more difficult, to the point Rihanna can't come into the wards with him anymore. She used to come in with me all the time and be there, and she can't bear to see half the kids and the battles that they're going through anymore. So that's left to me, but she does all the hard work behind the scenes, and she's really been the one that's made our foundation into what it is today. So a lot of this award's certainly got to go back to my lovely wife.
It has a fair bit to do with your cricket too, I would imagine, and it must have been very satisfying yesterday to have made the runs that you did following your 100 in Sydney.
Yeah, look, the last couple of weeks have been really good. Well, the last month, really. I mean, it started in Melbourne, and I got a couple of good half centuries down there, a couple of good starts, and didn't capitalise. But the last couple of weeks, things have started to feel a lot more like they used to feel. And, this innings here, I made 200, and it was nice to spend a lot of time in the middle, it was back to batting the way I know that I can bat, and feeling the way that I know batting's supposed to feel like when I'm in the middle. So some really good signs there for me. And obviously, Michael Clarke's in career best form at the moment. And, we've got 600 on the board, and they're 2 for 60, so we're in pretty good shape.
You have an insatiable appetite for scoring runs. Will this go forever?
Well, it won't go forever, no. I know that it won't go forever, but hopefully it can go for a little bit longer just yet. If I can continue playing like I am now, then, that's what I'm trying to achieve, and that's what the team needs me to do. So, I've said all along, it's all about me being able to win games of cricket for Australia, and if I feel I can do that, and I'm not holding anyone out that's better than me, which I honestly don't feel I am at the moment, then, I'll keep playing and hopefully keep contributing to some test match wins.
And that is a significant thing at the moment, that there's no one knocking on your door. So 2013 Ashes, that looms?
That's a possibility, yeah. We haven't got a lot of test cricket actually coming up. We've got a huge year of one-day cricket, really. We go to the West Indies for some test matches there, and mostly one-day cricket, or one-day cricket, until we get back to our summer next year. So, that's a possibility, but I know what I have to do. I have to keep scoring runs on a consistent basis to keep myself in the team and keep winning games for Australia. If I can do that, then the Ashes is a chance, definitely.
One of the dynamics that seems to have played out very well is how you've moved away from the captaincy, and yet Michael Clarke's been able to do his thing. Obviously, he hasn't been able to do it without your support, but the human dynamics seem to be working very well.
Yeah, they have worked particularly well, and I think the main reason for that is that Michael and I are both grown men, and we I understand my place in the team now, and Michael's taken full responsibility with the captaincy. And I thought about all that stuff when I was thinking about standing down from the job, and I knew that the team wouldn't function as well as it possibly could, and Michael wouldn't be able to do what he needed to do if I was getting in anybody's way. So, I'm just sitting back in the corner now waiting to be told what to do, and then I go out and try and do the best that I can for the team. And, I'm there for advice if Michael wants it, and I'm there to spend as much time as I can with the young guys and help them through some difficult times and, finding their feet at international level. So that's what my job is now, and I'm really enjoying it.
You see your life in cricket continuing beyond your playing days in some capacity?
Yeah, I think it probably will, yeah. I love the game too much. It's really all I know. Coming into the game at such a young age, and I guess learning very quickly and learning a lot about the game, whether it be the mental side of it or the technical side of it, or what it takes just to become a very good international player. I think I've got a wealth of knowledge on all that stuff. So look, I'll be involved in the game somewhere. I'm sure I'll enjoy that once the playing days are over.
And specifically today, Australia Day, India's Republic Day? Is it going to be Sachin Tendulkar Day?
Let's hope not. It's amazing, it really isn't, to think that it's a big day for them and a big day for us here in Australia. So, look, hopefully it's not Sachin's day. I think we started reasonably well to him last night. We've just got to make sure that he doesn't score freely this morning. And if we can build enough pressure with 600 runs on the board, there's always something happening in a wicket when you get a 550-run lead. So we need to be disciplined. We need to have our bowlers nice and fresh. And hopefully we can get a bit of reverse swing through the middle of the day and cause some trouble for the batters.
You need some bowlers with long spikes making some footmarks for Nathan Lyon, don't you?
There's a few little footmarks out there. Yeah, it's one of the problems with Zahir is that he actually doesn't scuff the wicket up too much. And that's probably something that they're very aware of, you know, growing up in the subcontinent. So, yeah, look, Nathan, I thought Nathan started well last night. There were some good positive signs. He got the ball to spin a little bit last night, and he'll only spin more as the day goes on today. So I'm sure he'll create some chances for us.
So you can see enough going on here for a 4-0 whitewash?
Look, it's going to be hard work for us, and we know that. Our bowlers are going to have to work very, very hard, but... Yeah, whenever you've got 600 on the board, you give yourself a good chance of winning.
Ricky, well done. Congratulations again.
Thanks, Jim. Cheers, mate.